Here we're looking at Titian's Venus Anadyomene, or Venus Rising from the Sea, dating from about 1518 or 20, so early in his career. And it depicts the miraculous birth of Venus. She was born of the sea, and according to classical mythology, she was born fully grown. She sailed to the shores of Cyprus on a scallop shell. This was a popular theme in antiquity and the Renaissance because it offered a noble conceit for depicting the female nude. Titian's painting has eliminated all the detail, and we're presented with the naked body of Venus. The only sort of identifying attribute is this small scallop shell on the left of the canvas, which actually is impossibly small, and one can't really imagine Venus sailing that anywhere. Because Titian's Venus is so lifelike, you almost want to reach out and touch it. How he does this has a lot to do with his technique. Already in this relatively early work, one sees his novel use of brushwork and color. The modeling of the figure is such a delicate play of light and shadow on the body of Venus. The whole picture is painted on a reddish-brown ground, so that may warm up her flesh tones. And then he's added these wonderful traces of brown glazes around the contours of the figure. You can see especially on the rear end of Venus, and that adds a real warmth and sensuality to the body. These really beautiful touches of pink pigment to the fingers and face and lips and elbow also add a real fleshlike quality to it. I guess the novelty, which is really hard for us to appreciate from the 21st century, is the incredible erotic intensity with which Titian represents the female body. His women are sensuous, amorous, seductive, beautiful, real flesh and blood.
For more about the composition and how Titian worked, press the green button. Explore why Titian used this unusual format by pressing the red button. Press the yellow button to hear music from the Golden Age of Venice.